Hey, welcome back to the Brothers in Christ podcast, On and Off the Field, episode 10. J-Man, how you doing?
Good.
We got a lot to talk about today, J-Man. You ready?
Yeah.
We're going to dial it in. We got Timmy Tebow, NBA free agency, MLB All-Star Weekend, NFL offseason. We got a lot to get to, but you know how we got to start.
Why you try today make a difference? Thank you for a friend, and thank you for him in my life. Amen.
Amen. Hey, we're going to start with a song. You want to tell me what this one is?
So, it's by Tim Timmons, one of my favorite artists, and yeah, here it is.
And here it is.
Everywhere I go on, I go with you. Where I go, I go with you.
What you think?
So the message for our song is, I want God to use me
and to go with you
to make a difference wherever I go, and until I go home. My message to you, my encouragement to you guys is when God uses you, wherever you go, you know. Yeah, and that's been one of my favorite songs for a while, because, you know, my goal is to, you know, just let God use me wherever.
Yeah, use you and be with you in all times, all places, and you know, love on people.
Yeah.
And you know, try to do that everywhere we go, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the goal. So we listened to one Tim. We got another Timmy Tim to talk about. We got Tim Tebow. Back-to-back Tims. I don't know if he did that on purpose, but we got Tim Tebow's new book coming out. Plug. Yeah. Mission Possible.
I think for me, you know, because God didn't, I can't read, but God is still good, because, you know, he's given people the ability to not only write books, but they have audio books.
Yeah, we're big in the audiobook game, aren't we?
Yeah, so it's really neat. So I really highly recommend this book.
Yeah, what are your favorite parts about it?
All of it, because it talks about it talks about, you know,
Yeah, finding your mission and that your mission's possible
Yeah.
and never too late, never too early to start.
Yeah, and you discovered, I want to encourage you to read it. And I shopping time. I don't really want to give anything away because it's that good of a book.
No, you gotta give just a little sneak peek, little hint, like 2%.
So, he started this guy. God is really giving him a heart for people. He started a foundation called the Tim Tebow Foundation. He gets into that. He gets into the sports.
Yeah, just how he applies that in his life.
Yeah, and he also, his wife, his name is Tammy. He talks a little bit about marriage too. It's a really good book.
Hey, if you're not, it's never too late to get on the Timmy Tebow hype train. We've been on
Yeah.
it, but never too late. Always,
Yeah.
always great stuff.
And to segue to that,
No, you're segueing in now.
so God has given him the ability to public speak, and what I asked Ryan to do is, this is from a year ago. I was sitting down once the Caleb Fan Awards from a year ago, and he gave this incredible speech.
You ready?
Yeah.
The legend, the 2022 Sports Impact Award recipient, Tim Tebow.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much. Matthew, let's just be honest. You've never thought about running a marathon. And unfortunately, those shorts you wore proved it. Guys, it is such an honor to be here, especially just around so many legends and inspirations. Just getting to sit with Toby Mack and Chris Tomlin, and so many heroes of the faith that I get fortunate to be around. Guys, I just want you to be encouraged because I know it gets hard for so many of you, but you inspire so many people, and I want you to keep going because you have no idea the impact that you're making on so many people around the world. And I want you guys to know that and be encouraged. You inspire people. You know what inspire means? It means to fill someone with the urge to do something, and you do that. You fill people with the urge to want to follow Jesus, and don't stop that. That's why what you're doing matters. That's why being here matters. I want to thank K-Love for this award. I want to thank K-Love for the impact that they're having around the world. We hear so many stories in so many countries of places where people will tune in, where they can't listen to hardly anything, but somehow through their radio, through their internet, they can find K-Love and listen to it. And it can give them hope in a place where most people are hopeless. That's why tonight matters, what we're doing for so many people around the world. When I was 15 years old, I had the opportunity to meet a boy in the jungles of the Philippines who was born with his feet on backwards. And because of that, his village viewed him as cursed, as insignificant, as a throwaway. But that day, I knew he wasn't a throwaway to God, and he wasn't a throwaway to God, and he better not be a throwaway to me. And you know, up until then, and even so many times after that, in my life, I've been chasing someone that's been chasing dreams to be the best, to win championships, to win MVPs, to try to be the best, and there's nothing wrong with that. But ultimately, on that day, and so many days after, God has opened my eyes to what does it mean if you actually are an MVP, if you do get it, to be the most valuable player? Because ultimately, that day, he impacted my heart that the MVP I should be chasing is the most vulnerable people around the world. Because ultimately, there is only one MVP, and he died on a cross on a rescue mission for humanity, and he has commanded us to go defend the weak, protect the poor, and go after those that are hurting. And let me tell you something, there are a lot of people around the world that are hurting. That means that we have a big job. Let's go get our job done. God bless you guys.
What do you think?
I really liked it. I mean, I never heard a speech done like that. I mean, God has given a gift for public speaking. I really liked it.
Yeah, I think it, you know, hits on an important message. You know, are we just chasing you know, the superficial, being the best of whatever that is, or are we going for the mission that matters, and you know, what's more important, you know, caring for those that are vulnerable and in tough places is, you know, God's heart too.
Yeah,
that's cool. You know, and he's passionate.
Yeah.
So it's cool. It's, you know, it's a call to action in a sense too, right?
Yeah.
That, you know, we got to go and, you know, protect those people. That's our job. That's our, yeah. That's what can make you an MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. What part did you like the most?
All of it. I mean, you know, just how humble he is. You know, he could have made it about him, but he made it about other people.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't make it about him winning the award, but, you know, how the award can, and the work they're doing can positively impact other people. And that's, you know, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Timmy Tebow.
Yeah.
Bring him back. Bring him back into the league. Miss him. What a guy, though. He's doing important stuff, though.
Yeah, God's really blessing him. I really want you to read the book because it not only helps you get closer to God and what God's doing in his life, it's cool to see.
You talking about me personally, or you talking about the listener?
Both.
Both? Ooh, okay. I'll get on my job there. I gotta make a purchase, huh?
Where you got time?
No, I got time. And you know what else I got time for? NBA free agency. That's a segue. We got a lot of signings to catch up on, J-Man.
I'm gonna let Wyatt take over because I don't know anything.
No, are you ready to get your mind blown?
Yeah.
You want to start with the big ones or the small ones?
So,
We're going to start,
what?
actually, trick question. The answer is we're going to start with the small ones.
Okay.
Montrezl Harrell re-signs with the 76ers, 1 year deal.
Okay.
Backing up Joel Embiid. Aaron Holiday signs a 1 year deal with the Rockets. Coming off a year in Atlanta.
Good fam.
We got Mo Bamba from the Lakers taking a 1 year to go to Philly with the 76ers. Got a little three big rotation there.
Yeah.
Montrez, Joel, Mo Bamba.
Yeah.
Giving Embiid some rest, maybe. Grant Williams of the Celtics, 4 year, $54 million to the Dallas Mavericks. He's
Good.
leaving Boston.
Good, man.
You're a Boston fan. How do you feel about that? Sad to see him go.
Well, Boston, they've had a tough off season, as far as Marcus Smart leaving. So it's tough as a fan.
You got Porzingis now, though.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no Grant Williams, no Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart to the Grizzlies, right?
Yeah,
That's going to be an interesting team.
I think that was shocked everybody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Malik Beasley of the Lakers, former Timberwolf, 1 year, $2.7 million deal with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Good for him.
Robin Lopez re-signs with the Bucks. Or no, Robin Lopez from the Cavaliers, not Brooke Lopez. Robin Lopez is joining Brooke Lopez on the Bucks. The Lopez brothers are back together.
That's cool.
Torrey Craig of the Suns signs a 2 year deal with the Bulls.
Yeah.
Anthony Edwards signs 5 year, $260 million max contract extension. He's the one, man, the hero, the next big thing. He's got to be. Like, there's
That's cool.
no way he's not. Lonnie Walker from the Lakers is going to the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
Eric Gordon's going to the Phoenix Suns, half a year in with the LA Clippers.
Good fan.
Miles Bridges re-signs a 1 year deal with the Hornets. Jordan Clarkson, 3 year, $55 million
Yeah.
extension with the Utah Jazz.
Yeah.
Domantas Sabonis, 5 year, $217 million extension with the Kings.
If you're the king, you can't let him go. So,
No, you paid too much for him. You gave up Tyrese Halliburton.
good for them.
Dante DiVincenzo of the Warriors agrees with a 4 year, $50 million contract with the New York Knicks.
Oh, cool.
Are you bummed about that?
Yeah.
He's a good player.
Yeah. The will be all right as long as they lose. The other guys,
Like Jordan Poole.
Jordan Poole, I like him, but
How do you like him on the Washington Wizards?
the Bible it says, humble before the fall. So I think that God wanted to keep him humble.
Yeah, did you see that trade?
I think I heard about it.
Chris Paul to the Warriors, and the Wizards give up Jordan Poole and a couple picks.
Yeah, I think the two other boys, you kind of it's your team in Washington now because nobody's
Yeah,
that
nobody's there anymore
yeah
other than
but
Kyle Kuzma.
yeah outside of him
That's about it. Bradley Beal's on the Suns now.
yeah Kyle Kuzma and Jordan Poole are two of the gifted players but can they carry a team? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. We'll see, though. That might be a good segue. Russell Westbrook signs a 2-year deal with the Clippers.
Good for him. I mean, Alfred, he played really well with the Clippers. At the end of last
Yeah,
year, so
I would love to see a good Westbrook season.
yeah, and the only so I get use another faith-based book. So God gives us trials and tribulations. We'll see if. And put the food trials and tribulations. So, what I'm trying to say was if God allows the Clippers to stay healthy, I think they have a shot.
Yeah, we'll see. They've got a really good team. If they can stay healthy, that'd be good for them. But yeah, Dylan Brooks signs a 4-year, $80 million contract with the Rockets. Ooh, that even got a little snicker out of you. That's what I thought when I saw that. That's a lot
So,
of money for Mr. Dylan Brooks.
good for him. I mean,
The villain lives on.
yeah.
Jay Crowder re-signs with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, I think Jay Crowder is a good shooter. He can maybe help out Giannis. Maybe take the pressure off him. Of course, he's got Chris Middleton, so if they can stay healthy, they definitely are in the championship.
We'll see about that. That's what people said last year. They lost in the first round. We'll see. Maybe
Yeah.
they have something more to prove this year.
Yeah.
LaMelo Ball signs a max deal with the Hornets. Same exact deal as Anthony Edwards, 5 years, $260 million. Austin Reeves signs a 4-year, $56 million deal with the Lakers.
I like that deal.
It's a pretty good deal.
I mean, he's young, he's gifted, and he has passion for the game. So
He's got that dog in him.
that was a good signing for the
Yeah,
Lakers.
they got
Yeah.
very lucky and fortunate that he took a little bit of a pay cut to stay there. My hero, Patrick Beverley, signs with the Philadelphia 76ers. Very sad. Also root
Good.
for him, but not for the 76ers. One-year deal. Brooke Lopez re-signs with the Bucks. 2-year deal. D'Angelo
Good.
Russell signs a 2-year, $37 million deal with the Lakers. What do you think about that?
Good. I think God gives us wisdom, and I think it was really smart to sign up Austin Reeves and sign back DeAndre Russell.
Yep. Yeah, I think he's a good fit there. Maybe
I
he's got to
think
learn to pass a little bit more, though.
with the full year, I think if a guy keeps them humble and fail signing more people, I think they have a shot.
I think you always do with LeBron and Anthony Davis still. They've got some good, better players around them than they did last year.
Yeah.
Dennis Smith Jr. goes to the Nets. Jackson Hayes from the Pelicans goes to the Lakers. It's a pretty good signing there. Young power forward, good high potential.
Good for him.
We got Max Strus of the Heat signing a 4-year, $63 million contract with the Cavaliers.
That's surprising.
Yeah, thought he was going to stay in Miami, but he's off to Cleveland. Guy's a shooter, though, so. So I think that's a big loss for Miami. Desmond Bane signs a 5-year, $207 million max contract extension with the Grizzlies. Tyrese Halliburton signs a max extension with the Pacers. D Rose going to the Memphis Grizzlies. Yeah, that's an interesting team. Ja Morant, Dylan Brooks, D Rose. Very interesting. Seth Curry signing with the Dallas Mavericks.
Where did he play last year?
Brooklyn Nets.
Good for him.
Yeah, Luka needs some shooters, man. I think that'll be good. Dennis Schroeder going to the Indiana Pacers. Or
That's
sorry,
just
Toronto Raptors. I misspoke.
shocker.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting move there. And we got. Fred Van Vliet signing a 3-year, $130 million contract with the Houston Rockets. Yeah, they spent. Oh, sorry, I misspoke. I was saying Dylan Brooks on the Grizzlies. I meant to say Marcus Smart. But yeah, you got 4 years, $80 million for. Why am I blanking here? Help me out, J-Man. Dylan Brooks.
Yeah.
And then you 3 years, $130 million for Fred Van Vliet. Are those your guys? That's is that what's going to take the Rockets to the next level? What do you think?
But I say in a year, maybe 2 years.
No, they're not going anywhere. Let's be honest, Jeff. Come on now. Those are some bad signings. Cam Reddish going to the Lakers.
Good for him.
Rui Hachimura re-signing with the Lakers.
Good for him.
Kevin Love re-signing on with the Heat. Gonna stay in Miami.
Yeah.
Josh Richardson signs with the Heat.
Yeah.
That could be a sneaky good signing for them. Shake Milton signs with the Timberwolves, 2-year, $10 million deal.
You like him?
Yeah, he's backup point guard that can shoot threes. That's all you can ask for. Put him behind Mike Conley. I like it.
Yeah.
I think that's a good signing, good price. Gabe Vincent signing with the Lakers.
Good for him.
Yeah, another loss for Miami. Trey Jones re-signing with the Spurs. Joe Ingles signing with the Magic.
Good for him.
Cam Johnson re-signing with the Nets, 4 years, $108 million. Chris Middleton re-signing with the Bucks, 3 years, $100 million. I think he's worth that. You think he's worth that?
That's cool.
You think he's worth that?
Yeah.
I think he is too. I think he's underrated. Kyrie Irving signs a 3-year, $126 million extension with the Mavericks. Let's keep in mind the Rockets just paid $130 million 3 years for Fred Van Vliet. So maybe an overpay for Van Vliet? I don't know.
Yeah.
If you could get Van Vliet or Kyrie for the same price, who would you get?
Kyrie.
Oh, yeah, no brainer. Gotta do it. So, interesting move. Nickeil Alexander-Walker resigns with the Timberwolves. 2-year deal. Kristaps Porzingis signs a 2-year, $60 million extension with the Wizards. Jeremy Grant gets a five-year, $160 million extension with the Blazers.
Good for him.
Kyle Kuzma resigns with the Wizards. Draymond Green re-signs with the Warriors, 4 years, $100 million.
Well, I wasn't surprised by that. Draymond's passing is really gifted. If you can keep Matthew McKenna, you gotta keep Draymond.
Yeah, 4 years though, that's a long time. All right, you ready? And the best of them all. Naz Reid signs a 3-year, $42 million contract with the Minnesota Timberwolves.
You like him?
Oh, I love Naz Reid. They're running three big. Let's go, baby. Cat, Rudy Gobert, Naz Reid, watch out, NBA. NBA on watch. That's all I got for you, other than Damian Lillard wants to be traded. Hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, I think. I think God has a plan for all of us. Well, and also Scripture says, "Why before the fall?" So hopefully,
I don't think Damian Lillard's got a pride issue. Damian Lillard's a pretty great guy. I mean, and he's been loyal to that franchise for so long.
so hopefully he'll stay humble.
Yeah, I just think at some point, just like Kevin Garnett on the Timberwolves, man. Like, you can be loyal to a franchise for so long, but if they don't give you players to win with, just not gonna happen.
I don't know. We'll see what God's plan is for you, the listener, and we'll see what God's plan is for Damian Lillard.
Yeah, I mean, he's been on the Blazers for 10 years, man. That's a long time. For the NBA, that's very loyal.
So, if he gets traded, where would you want him to go?
Want or where do I think he would go?
Well,
Want, I think Thunder would be fun. I think he might go to the Heat, though. I think you get a team of Chet Holmgren, Shai Gilgeous Alexander, and Damian Lillard. Could be interesting. Maybe put them on the Spurs with Wemby. We'll see. There's options. All right. You want to talk about MLB All-Star? We got I say first we got to know we got trade deadline August 1st, 2 weeks
Oh, cool.
on Tuesday. Might have to give you a call.
Oh, cool. I'll get first.
Yep.
Well, God has a plan for everything. I found him something. I want to ask you. Do you trade Shohei or do you wait until the season's over?
That's a tough question, J-Man. That's a really tough question. I mean, does any team have what it takes to give you a fair compensation for how good he is? I'd say for his career, you probably trade him. I'd say if You just can't put a team around. I mean, you have the two best players in baseball, and you can't put a team around them.
Yeah.
I think you gotta
Nope.
trade them. I think you gotta trade them both. I think you trade. Honestly, if I'm the GM of the Angels, I would trade Trout and Ohtani.
I agree.
And then you're gonna get so many picks back for that. That you're going to actually have a chance to put together a full team.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I like that Bill on the Angels, but I obviously. For them, I say you have to trade them both because,
Yeah, what's up with the Angels overpaying guys past their prime, though, to try to make it fit? Josh Hamilton, Albert Pujols, now Anthony Rendon.
and obviously, that's. That kind of backfire. And I feel bad for Mike Trout. You were just talking about loyalty. And God gave Mike Trout a loyal heart. And Shohei as well, too, because their pitching staff is okay. Outside of Mike Trout and Shohei, they have nobody.
Yeah, they ain't got no one. Maybe, I mean, Gio Urshela is like, okay.
Anthony Rendon, God put this through trials and tribulations.
Is the Angels' tribulation having Anthony Rendon?
What I mean is, poor guy, he's been hurt, so I would consider training him too.
Yeah.
Because if you're listening out there, God wants to bless you too. And I know he wants to bless Mike Trout and Anthony Rendon, it sets you up for a few years down the line where your team, if you're smart enough, could be really
Yeah,
good.
could have a complete team, not just two top end guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, final of the All-Star game. Let's see.
Did you want it?
Looking at it right now. NL wins 3-2. K Craig Kimbrel strikeout to end the game.
Cool. Yeah, I really care. So, God gave Mookie Betts a gift, and so God wanted to bless Mookie Betts. God gave him the opportunity to hit in the home run derby, and God wants to bless you, and so. I don't know what he has planned, but God wants to bless you if you allow it.
I got a question for you. Shohei Ohtani, 32 home runs. Last year at the All-Star break, Aaron Judge had 34 home runs and ended with 62, which is the most for a player ever not proven to be on the roids, on the juice. Do you think Shohei can get 60? Do you think he can get 63?
Maybe.
Nope. Yes or no? Maybe it's too easy.
Well, if God allows him to stay healthy, I
All right,
think.
let's say he is healthy. What's he getting? He's getting 60, he's getting 63. What you think? New record or no?
I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say,
I'm gonna say yes. I'm gonna say he gets 64 home runs at the end of the season.
okay,
What do you say,
maybe,
though?
maybe,
No, you can't say maybe. Too
I'm gonna say yes.
over 62.
I'm gonna go with about 59.
Oof, oof. That's tough. He gets one away from 60. Shohei, if you're listening, I believe in you. Jeff doesn't.
Well,
We'll see what happens, though. I think he's gonna do it.
I have to agree.
Do you think?
Yeah,
Next question. Do you think the winner of the AL Central has a winning record?
whoa.
Currently, the leader is Cleveland, and they are 545-45. The Twins are a half a game back. They're 45-46.
If they can play a pitcher, I think
The winner will have a winning record.
yes.
I'd say for it'd be funny if they didn't, though.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah. Otherwise, I think we can't keep party rocking for too long, J-Man. We might have to wrap. We can talk a little NBA new season tournament next pod. We can talk a little NFL news.
Okay.
I think you might need to wrap us up though. We've been podding it up. We gotta leave stuff for next pod. But
So.
hey, gotta go listen to Tim Tebow, Tim Tibbins,
Yeah.
Double Tim episode.
I have to tell you, guys, a quick story. So God, God has given me lots of opportunities to share my faith with people. I was in a program called Champs, and it was back in, I think, 2010. I met a couple cool people there, and God really blessed me. Anyway, and anyway, we were talking about Mission Impossible, and that's one of my favorite same with times in my life, because God has given me gifts of connecting with people, and so I haven't, seasons happen, seasons change, and I haven't talked to this person really a long time, but it doesn't matter, because I talked to her on Tuesday, and her name is Taryn, and she's getting married on Saturday, and Cabo.
Okay. Not bad.
Yeah. So my point is that in the Bible, it talks about loving one another, playing for one another, just, I just want to honor her, because in the end, it doesn't matter when we talk last. I just love her, and she has a very compassionate heart. Congratulations to her and her future husband. Her
Oh, we got a
future.
marriage shout out. Let's go. Shout out to your marriage.
Her future husband's name is John.
But pray for blessings on their marriage, and
Yeah.
yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So and so and so
Can't have a pod without a shout out.
thank you for doing this one.
And thank you for doing this, Jeff.
And I mentioned this the last time, but go check out Lauren Daigle's new album. It's really good. She's got a couple of songs really quick. Thank God I do. Ego, which is really good. Valuable, about how God thinks as Christians we are valuable, and
I think you're valuable.
so she got another one called Believe, as Christians we should trust him and trust other people.
I trust you. Yeah, hey, check out Lauren Daigle's album. Jeff approved, Jeff sponsored, Jeff endorsed.
It's called Lauren Daigle.
That's the name of the album.
Yeah, it came out in May, so it's a recent album.
Oh yeah, it's just called Lauren Daigle. That's cool.
So,
Lauren Daigle by Lauren Daigle, the album. Check it out.
we thank you for one blessing. Or the and use them tomorrow to make a difference. Thank you for the friendship. Thank you for putting them in my life. Give them time with you. And thank you for putting them in my life. Amen.
Amen.
With me.